Now let me tell you about somebody I met when I went to Tanzania. We were in our Land Rover, going up a dusty track towards a school which was at least 5 miles away from anywhere else. We went over a hill, and out of the corner of my eye, I spied what looked like a pile of grubby clothes sitting underneath a bush. But then those clothes moved. The pile of grubby clothes was a young woman called Erica. She was kneeling low at the side of a muddy puddle, which was at the bottom of a small crack in the ground, and she was using a tin can to scoop as much water as possible out of what must have been no more than a couple of centimetres of water. Erica didn't look well. It turns out she had diarrhoea. She was extremely sick and had itchy sores all up her arms and legs. She'd been at this waterhole a couple of hours already, laboriously scooping an inch or two at a time of muddy water into a bucket that was still only half full. She'd be hours more before she had enough to take home to her family. She had got up at 4 a.m. and had to walk miles to get here. But because she was so weak, she could only carry one bucket of water back to her home. So she'd be back here tomorrow, the next day, and the next day after that, at this watering hole, collecting water. Diarrhea or not, she had to come. Her family depended on her. This is a real story. It really happened. Now listen, wasn't Erica's story a lot more appealing and interesting than the bald facts I gave you at the beginning?